My full name was Rachel Ixelina Mayberry. You see, I carried the name Mayberry 'cause that was my master's name. I didn't know the old missus. They told me she went crazy and killed herself shortly after I was born 'cause she thought I was white. We was the only slave family master had, and he was good to us. Only one time master whipped me. What happened was, we made lots of molasses on our place. Oh, lots of molasses. And they was all in some barrels standing upright with bungs and close to the bottom so the molasses run out. One day, I push at the bung. I push this way and that way like I see the others do, when all at once that bung flew out and that molasses flew all over the place. The barrel was full and it come out so fast I couldn't get the bung back in. I tried till I was wading molasses to my knees. Then I run call Massa and tell him a bung bust out. He know how I done it. Then he laid me on the floor and he put his foot on my head. He took his switch and he gave me one good. Then he kept beating on the floor. I guess that was to make the others think he was giving me a big beating. The big house stood facing the road. It was built like lots of houses was in them days. The kitchen and dining room on one side, master's room on the other with a big open hallway between. Across the front was a big porch. We called it a gallery. Across the road back a piece was our cabin. Mammy did all the cooking and she was a good cook. We always had good things to eat. The white folks would sit down and eat, and then when they's through, we'd sit at the same table. I remember the first shoes I ever had. One of them men had got them for his little girl and they was too small. So he give them to my stepdaddy for me. They was too big, but I wore them and was proud of them. When my little brother was born, I remember that day. Mammy and I was working out in the corn patch. She was covering corn, and she just had about 3 or 4 more rows to cover when she ran to the house. The other children called me to come quick because Mammy found a baby by the chimney corner. I must have been about 8 years old when the war started. First I knowed, one day Master said to me, "Child, go to the gate and see if anyone coming." I went to the gate like he told me, and there was men coming down the road. Whew! I never seed so many men all my life. After that, we saw lots of soldiers. They'd stop at our place, but they never bothered nothing. The rebels wore brown coats, and the northerners wore blue coats, with pretty gold pieces on the shoulder. My, but they was pretty.